Hello?
Charlie enters his empty house and looks around.
Anybody? Big news! I'm gonna marry Mia! Hey, Alan.
I'm in the shower.
Guess what I'm gonna do with Mia?
Guess what I'm already doing with Candy?
She pops out.
That's not fair, Alan. You have to give him a hint.
He doesn't need a hint.
Well, then how's he supposed to guess?
Charlie shrugs and walks away.
Oh, well. Look, a place to hang my washcloth.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Law and Lee Aronson.
The rule of thumb with an engagement ring is that the price should equal 3 months' salary.
Ouch. I wonder what broad came up with that.
In a jeweler's.
It wasn't a broad. It was a marketing scheme dreamed up by the International Diamond Cartel.
Probably a bunch of chicks.
Alan frowns.
But at least diamonds are forever, right?
Oh, yeah, forever. My ex-wife still has hers. Meanwhile, I'm wearing mismatched socks from the irregular bin.
Well, Mia and I are going to go the distance. 15, maybe 20 years.
That's not the distance. The distance is death.
Hey, if I'm still married after 20 years, kill me.
I can't believe you're doing this at all.
Why not? Why shouldn't someone like me settle down with a wife and kids?
Boy, I don't know where to start.
That's the old Charlie you're thinking of.
Oh, okay. And to whom am I speaking now? May I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, we're looking for an engagement ring.
How nice.
He raises an eyebrow.
Do you have anything in mind?
Charlie looks at Alan.
Nothing ostentatious. Something in a brilliant cut, perhaps with complimentary baguettes. Size isn't as important as color and clarity.
Well, someone knows what he wants.
The assistant stares at Charlie sternly.
What can I say? He's my life.
Charlie turns to Alan, smirking. Alan glares. Evening, Charlie, Jake, and Alan sit at the table.
So basically, I asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
Huh.
Charlie furrows his brow. Alan shrugs.
What do you think about that, Jake?
Good.
That's it? Good?
It's not good?
No, it's good.
That's what I said.
Jake shakes his head.
All right, I'm full.
Jake leaves the table.
Wears his little heart on his sleeve, doesn't he?
It's my own fault. I should have known better than to talk to him at feeding time.
Rose is at the balcony doors.
Charlie, I need to speak to you.
I'll be right out, Rose.
Charlie moves closer to Alan.
Did you tell her?
Of course not.
Would you?
No.
I'll let you be my best man.
You mean I'm not?
Well, you're on the short list, but this could cinch it.
Come on, Charlie. That woman has been obsessed with you for years. She's gonna find out about your engagement sooner or later. Let it come from you.
Yeah, I guess. Besides, she has a boyfriend now. She probably won't even care.
Probably not.
So why won't you tell her?
Because if I want my eyebrows shaved, I'll shave them myself.
Rose sits on the balcony, staring at the floor.
Hey, Rosie Rose. What's up, Rosie Rose?
Gordon dumped me.
Ah, damn it, damn.
She hugs Charlie.
I know, it's awful.
How could he do this?
He said he couldn't be with me anymore knowing that I'm still in love with you.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes, 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 yes.
Listen, Rose. There's something I have to tell you.
Is it good news? I could use some good news.
He purses his lips.
Well, do you remember Mia?
Yeah, ugh.
She shakes her head.
Don't tell me you're dating her again.
No, we are not dating.
Good, because I always thought she was kind of a head case.
Charlie smiles.
Yeah. Look, the thing is, I'm gonna kind of marry her.
Rose freezes and just stares at Charlie.
Rose? Did you hear me?
I heard you. You're gonna marry Mia.
So, are you okay?
Sure. Why wouldn't I be okay?
Well, I was afraid the news might come as a bit of a shock to you.
Afraid? There's nothing to be afraid of, Charlie. You're my friend.
Rose forces a mechanical smile. She turns and leaves.
Where are you going?
I have things to do.
What kind of things?
Things.
Charlie's eyes widen.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Charlie stares as she leaves via the sitting room.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Rose leaves by the front door. Alan turns and stares. Charlie creeps back in.
She just used the front door?
Uh-huh.
She's never used the front door before.
Uh-uh.
What happened out there? Well, I told her I was going to marry Mia, and I think I could actually see her medication stop working.
What do you think she's going to do?
Question isn't what, it's when.
Morning. Charlie and Mia sit at the table looking at a magazine.
That's a pretty wedding gown.
Oh, yeah. I could probably crawl under there during the reception and no one would have a clue.
Mia smiles.
Well, you would.
Stop.
I don't think you'd say that.
Isn't it beautiful?
You know, they say you're supposed to spend 3 months' salary, but I went 4.
Because I'm worth it?
No, I actually had a slow first quarter.
Hey, my dad called today. He wants to take your family out for a nice dinner.
Yeah, well, tell him he can have one or the other, but not both.
Come on, Charlie. They're gonna have to meet sooner or later.
Okay, but why don't we wait for a real happy occasion?
What's happier than a wedding?
Well, my mother's funeral springs to mind. There'll be music, dancing, my mom will be in a box.
You're horrible. That's a gorgeous wedding cake.
It's okay. I'm not big on having the little action figures on top. They kind of creep me out.
They're traditional.
Hey, this is our wedding. We can do whatever we want. We don't even have to have cake. We can have pie.
A wedding pie?
Well, we probably need more than one, you know, so everybody gets some crust.
Alan enters.
Alan, what do you think about a wedding with no cake?
No cake? Where would you put the little bride and groom?
I can think of one place.
Charlie glowers at Alan.
Charlie, if you're going to do a wedding, do it right.
Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome. Oh, which reminds me, I just found my old wedding folder, and guess what was in it?
The claim check for your manhood?
As I was saying, it's all here. Everything you could possibly need for your big day. From paper samples for your announcements to selected verses of romantic poetry well-suited for wedding vows.
And you wonder why people think you're gay.
Alan stares.
Oh, shush. Now, you're talking cake, but we are light years away from cake. First, we have to discuss the budget, the venue, how many guests, is it gonna be a sit-down dinner or a buffet? Then you need to hire a photographer and a videographer, then a florist. Have you even thought about flowers?
Well, lilies are nice.
Oh, lilies are perfect if the bride and groom are recently deceased.
Alan turns to Charlie, frowning and pointing at Mia.
But I like lilies.
Mia, we will never get through this if you don't focus. Now, wedding party. Bridesmaids, what are they wearing? I suggest an unflattering style in a hideous color. Because after all, this is your day. Before I forget, although it's not politically correct to throw rice, if you throw bird seed, you run the risk of your wedding ending like a Hitchcock movie.
Mia looks at Alan wide-eyed. She leans towards Charlie.
What kind of pie did you have in mind?
Well, look who's here, the bride of Drunkenstein. Wow, that's quite a rock. You know what we call babes with rings like that in my neighborhood? Stumpy.
Berta folds one of her fingers down.
What are you looking at me for? Just stay out of her neighborhood.
Well, that was uncomfortable.
Now, sand in my urethra is uncomfortable. That meal was a freaking disaster.
Charlie's family are in the car. Mia at the window.
I'm gonna stay with my family, try and calm my mother down.
I'm miserable. Your family hates me, don't they?
Not just you. I'll call you later.
Mia kisses Charlie and goes. Alan shifts uncomfortably.
Do you believe your future mother-in-law shows up at a 4-star restaurant wearing a tracksuit with the word juicy stretched across her half-acre ass?
I can read, Mom.
Can we go back? I forgot my doggy bag.
We can never go back, Jake.
Oh, come on, it's not the end of the world.
Easy for you to say. You're not marrying into the Adams family.
Oh, like you were a prize. Slipping a prenuptial agreement into my fiancé's menu?
I am just trying to protect you from being wiped out by a vindictive ex-wife who will use your hard-earned money to finance a frivolous life of partying and shopping and unnecessary plastic surgery.
Mom?
Every one of my surgeries was necessary. And if I had signed a prenup, you would never have gone to music camp. And Alan would have an overbite you could use to open a can of Pennzoil.
Alan and Charlie look down.
I didn't know Mia's last name was Adams.
I didn't know her sister was a cop.
Was a cop. Now she's a dry drunk with a grudge and a 38.
She sneers.
Well, I liked her.
Well, that's because she had the same haircut as you.
I was a little shocked that her father stuck you with the bill.
You know why you noticed that? Because the two of you practically trampled each other trying to get to the men's room when you saw the waiter bringing it.
I drank a lot of iced tea.
Well, I had a very nice time.
Sure. You got to inform my bride-to-be and her entire family that you had sex with me before you had sex with him.
I was just telling Mia I know how lucky she is.
Nevertheless, honey, it was not an appropriate toast.
Candy pouts sadly.
Juicy Pants almost choked to death on her lamb shank.
Well, in all fairness, the woman was stuffing her face like a musket.
All I can say is after tonight's little fiasco, I'm going to have to completely rethink the seating chart for the wedding.
Yeah, well, it won't be that complicated.
Why not?
Because none of you are invited.
Mia is on the telephone.
Mom, if you wear an animal print tracksuit to a nice restaurant, people are gonna make comments. I agree. Calling you a cougar with arm fat was over the line. Hang on.
Mia answers the door. Rose stands in the corridor in bridal gown and veil with Posey.
Hello, Mia.
Rose smiles. Mia gapes.
Call you back.
Mia hangs up the phone. Rose chucks her bouquet, which Mia catches. At home, Charlie and Alan sit on the sofa drinking whiskey.
You don't think Mia's gonna turn into her mother, do you?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
What I would worry about is you turning her into our mother.
Deadpan Charlie nods.
Thanks for ruining my wedding night, Dr. Freud.
Hey, don't set the bar too high for the wedding night.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's a long, stressful day. You'll be exhausted, full of banquet food and cheap champagne. Take my advice. Tell her you love her. Give her a big kiss, and try to fall asleep with your ass pointed toward an open window.
Alan takes a sip of whiskey. Charlie furrows his brow and looks at the floor.
You, sir, have the heart of a poet.
They chink glasses.
I am merely the voice of smelly experience.
Charlie nods and strokes his chin.
Then let me ask you this. I know things didn't end well with you and Judith, but overall, did you like being married?
Oh, I loved being married.
You never missed having sex with other women?
Sure, but I missed that before I got married, too. What I loved was the idea of having someone that I could always turn to. Someone who cared about me. Someone who would always stand by me through thick and thin.
It does sound nice.
Yeah, so does Disneyland.
Alan's face sours.
Yet every day people stagger off those giant teacups covered in vomit.
Alan swigs and stands up.
But you'd do it again?
What can I say? Marriage is a great ride till you puke.
Alan gives Charlie a salute and heads off.
Good night.
Good night.
Charlie sets his drink down and gets up too.
Charlie?
Mia?
Charlie turns back to open the door.
Your friend Rose was just at my apartment.
Oh. So how'd that go?
She was wearing a bridal gown. She's planning on wearing it to our wedding, and she wanted me to know so we wouldn't clash.
Well, that's kind of thoughtful, isn't it?
I'm not finished. She wanted to give me a shower.
An engagement shower?
An actual soap and water shower.
Oh.
I don't want her at my wedding.
Hey, I don't want her in my zip code. But she's a close friend.
Charlie!
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll cross Rose off the guest list. If you dump that pistol-packing hermaphrodite, you call a sister.
She's my maid of honor, the gun is registered, and she's taking hormones.
Charlie looks away.
But while we're pruning the guest list, what about your mother?
Done. She's out. Now your mother.
It's not the same thing. You would have thrown your mother overboard for free.
I don't care. If she goes, somebody on your side's gotta go. How about your father? He takes us all out to dinner, and the only plastic he's got on him is his shoes.
Charlie, he has to give me away at the wedding.
Give you away? That cheapskate? I'll probably have to trade him a pony and a couple of blankets for you.
What are we saying? That we're gonna have a wedding that none of our family and friends can attend? We might as well just go to Vegas and elope.
Charlie puts his hand on his chin, he narrows his eyes, and points.
Now there's an interesting concept. In Vegas, not only could we get married immediately, we can get drunk and gamble away our nest egg.
Don't forget the lap dances and hookers.
Oh, you're gonna make a great wife.
Charlie kisses Mia. The bright lights of Las Vegas, Charlie and Alan wait in a chapel. Alan fidgets with some flowers and sighs.
All the wonderful plans I had for a wedding.
Let it go, Alan.
I don't understand the big rush. You wouldn't even stop for boutonnieres.
I just want to get this over with.
Get this over with? That's the attitude you take to a proctologist, not a marriage.
Well, maybe I'm just a little nervous.
Is that all it is?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that if you're feeling uneasy, maybe you're not ready for this.
Did you have doubts when you got married?
None. Judith assured me I was doing the right thing.
Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. That's all I got.
Candy wears a skimpy dress. Mia enters in a white dress.
Hi.
Wow. You look beautiful.
Thanks.
I was afraid you were gonna chicken out.
That's funny. She said the same thing about you.
Thank you, Candy. So are you sure this is what you really want to do?
I'm sure. Are you?
Absolutely.
Okay, who's the lucky couple?
Well, we're the ones getting married, so I guess it's them.
He points at Alan and Candy.
Charlie.
A joke.
All righty, now before we begin the ceremony, I need both your signatures, there and there.
Okay.
So are you folks staying in Vegas, or are you honeymooning somewhere else?
I don't know. What do you think, sweetie?
Oh, can I talk to you for a second?
What did I say? Am I in trouble already?
She takes him outside.
Baby, I swear to God, I think we're the lucky couple.
Charlie, relax. I just want to talk to you about our honeymoon.
Oh. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. Frankly, I'd pick a place with a nice ceiling because we're just going to take turns looking at it.
Charlie grins cheekily.
Charlie, I would love to honeymoon with you, but, well, I have to work and, well, I think it'd be smarter to use the money to redo the house.
Oh, I get it. You gave up trying to change me, so now the house has to suffer?
Look, if we're going to have a family, we'll need to turn the second bedroom into a nursery.
But that's where Jake stays.
Yeah, but once Alan moves out, then Jake won't be staying there anymore, right?
Alan's moving out?
Of course he is. Isn't he?
This is so romantic. When I was a little girl, I used to love playing bride.
Me too.
Candy stares.
I mean, I was the groom. Most of the time.
You think you'll ever get married again?
I don't know. I hope so.
You should, because you'd make a good husband. Hmm. You're kind, considerate, dependable, and you're cuter than a duck wearing a hat.
Alan guffaws.
Oh, come on, Charlie. We need our privacy.
But they're my family. I can't just kick them out.
You could have said something before now.
Who knew your idea of marriage was you and me alone in a house?
I don't believe this. As long as I've known you, you've been complaining about Alan living with you.
And you want to take that away from me?
You know what? I thought you were ready to grow up, but clearly I was wrong.
What's more grown up than wanting to take care of my family? And let's not forget, you're the one who came back to me.
I only came back to you because I wanted your sperm.
Yeah, well, it's a package deal. My sperm and my brother go hand in hand.
Mia recalls. Charlie hesitates and narrows his eyes. Inside the chapel.
Candy, this is so sudden.
I know, but lots of good things are sudden, like sun showers, orgasms.
That's two things.
Multiple orgasms. That's five.
All right, deal's off. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, hang on. Are you really serious about this?
You love me, I love you. The sex is great.
The sex is unbelievable. Wait, what did you say?
I said the wedding's off.
Oh, my God, what happened?
It doesn't matter. What's important is I just avoided making a huge mistake.
Charlie, I am so sorry.
Oh, thanks. Now let's head for a strip joint, get drunk, and let the healing begin.
But before we do that, I was wondering, could I ask you for a little favor?
Yeah?
Can I borrow your wedding ring?
What for?
Well, I thought as long as we're in Vegas, I'd marry Candy.
The two hop up and down, beaming.
Are you insane?
Oh, come on, you're not using it.
Alan scowls at Charlie.
By the powers vested in me by the state of Nevada, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Charlie drinks and watches Alan and Candy make out.
I don't freaking believe it.
Alan turns to Charlie.
Cheer up, Charlie. You're finally getting what you always wanted. I'm moving out of your house.
Charlie rolls his eyes.
I don't freaking believe it.
Charlie takes another swig. To be continued. ITFC audio description. Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.